News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
You know, cold drinks, suntan lotion and all that, but you gotta eat. You gotta eat. So it is barbecue season. So we wanted to bring you top tips from our top chef about what you should be eating over this fantastic weekend. And we are joined now by TV chef Aisling Larkin. Aisling, I've seen some of the notes that you've sent into the show. I took a photograph of them because they sound so delicious. But tell us first of all about cooking on a barbecue. Are there, and I don't want to get into now, I know we have to cook things properly and all that, but just on top tips to make things taste nicer. We're just going to presume everyone knows how not to poison themselves with food poisoning.
Exactly. You know, get your barbecue hot. Have it hot, have it sizzling. I suppose, you know, you've got your two zones on your barbecue. Use those. But in terms of flavour,
that's the upper and lower tiers. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Or you can, depending on what kind of barbecue you have, you can have kind of a lot of heat on one side and then a lower heat on the other. So you know where all your coals are on one side. So it means that if you start, so if you're using your meat, like a steak, chicken thighs, something like that, I suppose the first thing is, try and get meat that has a little bit of fat marbled through it. Something that is a little bit fattier. So like your chicken thighs, like your hanger steaks, maybe like your ribeye steaks, because they've got that fat marbled through. Once they hit the high heat, that fat will render out and it almost kind of coats them and cooks them. So they're really, really beautiful.
So better that than your fillet steak or your chicken breast or leaner meat.
They dry out.
Okay,
yeah, they tend to dry out. And you'll see these like what we call hanger steaks. The supermarkets are selling them. Again, you know, less about the cut, more about how long has it been aged for, 28 day aged. And so many of the supermarkets will do that. And I actually did a little test at home recently and I picked up quite cheap sirloin steaks. And then I bought these hanger steaks that were aged for 28 days. The difference was $9.99 versus, I think, $6.99. The hanger steaks were like, they're much tougher, but so much more flavor. But you've got to be quick. 2 minutes on one side, 2 minutes on the other side. Rest them then for about 4 minutes. Another tip, flip less and don't be pressing down your meat and squeezing out all the juices on it. And don't be flipping it. Let the meat do its thing. It will stick to the griddle, right?
Yeah.
And if you try and move it, it's not ready. The meat will move when it's ready to be flipped. If you're trying to yank it off and it's stuck to the griddle,
okay, that's
it's
a
not
brilliant
ready.
Tip. So if it's hard to flip, leave it a bit longer.
Leave it alone. Brilliant. Just let it do its thing. Be confident in how long you're kind of cooking
now,
it for.
Tell me, Miss Chef, what do we should, yes. we should we be rubbing the meat with something? Should we put something on it to make it taste more chefy and delicious?
For that flavour, totally. You've got two routes. You've got a dry rub or you've got a wet marinade. Dry rubs, I mean, there's stunning ones in the supermarkets. There's kind of these Tex-Mex ones. There's Mediterranean ones. There's smoky ones. I'll actually, you know what? I'll pop a picture on my Instagram later of a few that I love. But like a simple one to do at home is salt, brown sugar, things like smoked paprika, onion powder, yummy. Garlic powder, and then something earthy like cumin, because cumin's not spicy, but it has this warm earth. And a great secret is dried oregano. For so long, we've kept that to kind of Italian tomato sauces, but dried oregano on meat is beautiful when you mix it with a little bit of that cumin, onion powder, garlic powder. That alone.
And are you
will be
saying, because I, for some reason, I shy away from them. I would kind of do what you do. I'd throw a load of things in together and rub it onto the meat. But you're saying that the pre-mixed jars of herbs, like the Tex-Mex or whatever, the Cajun spices or whatever, they're actually okay to buy. They taste good.
The dry rubs, yeah. Okay. There's a couple of them in the supermarket that are excellent. Like there's, you know, cheap and nasty ones, but there's excellent ones. Okay. And keep your eye out for them. Like I said, I'll put a few pictures up on my
Instagram
later.
Now, I have
later,
to so say, you have, this is why I took a photograph of your notes, because you have given us a list of salads that I don't know. Do you have a book? Because if you don't, you should. Because this, I actually just said, this is divine. Tell us some of that, like, tell us a little bit about like your potato salad. It sounds divine.
Yeah. So actually, talking about a book, if you go onto my Instagram or the website, I have a beautiful book, 7 Salads for 7 Days. And
awesome.
It's like cheapest chips, but it's lovely. Potato salad, mix it up. Gherkins. So in the supermarket now, you can buy something called gherkin relish. Mix that. So get your potatoes, boil them, cool them down. I love to use a mixture of mayonnaise, live natural yogurt, and then you buy this gherkin relish. So it's like, you know, the gherkin that you get on McDonald's burger.
Yeah.
So it's the mustard and the gherkin mixed together. You toss that in with your potato salad. It is transformational. It's so good. Sometimes I love to add a couple of hard boiled eggs and then finish it with a little bit of chives or a little bit of mint. It's a game changer. And this video, I have that video.
Already sounds amazing. You also have, you've done a little twist on the caprese salad.
Yes. So I love caprese. So you can use burrata or buy your beautiful West Cork mozzarella, like your Irish mozzarella.
Yeah.
Tomatoes, a super ingredient for all your barbecuing for the summer. Go out and buy it. A smoked sea salt. Beautiful.
Wow.
And then peaches. So while your barbecue is on, char your vegetables, char your fruit. So charred peaches, couple of tomatoes, and don't cut them down into wedges. Cut them around kind of the belly. So you've got those beautiful, perfect circles of tomato, the charred peach, the mozzarella or the burrata, the smoked salt, and then a tiny little drizzle of pesto on top.
This is too good. And maybe lastly, because we're running out of time, but what have you done to a watermelon? It sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, so watermelon is a lovely, cool one. So watermelon and feta cheese go really well because you've got the watery, but you've got the creamy, salty. Yeah. Crisp up salami. Buy yourself a packet of salami. Put it on the grill or on the barbecue. Get it lovely and crispy. Then crumble the salami over the feta cheese and the watermelon, and then a splash of balsamic vinegar on top. Beautiful.
That sounds absolutely stunning. Will, if you post this to Instagram and you tag me, I will share this because I know people are going to be asking me and I'm not going to be able to remember, but that sounds absolutely phenomenal. We're all coming around to yours, Aisling, okay? But thank you very much for joining us. That is TV chef there, Aisling Larkin, and I am now officially starving.
Yeah, me too.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.